Now we're going to move on to the third and last substantive item, which is the Mike Pence and Mike Pence for President date of ineligibility, LRA 1194. And we have Mr. Bloom and Ms. Foreman here, and Ms. Selenkoff as well from the Office of General Counsel. And maybe before we open a discussion, if we could get a presentation about this document.
Thank you. Good morning, Commissioners. Margaret Foreman. Before the Commission is the Office of General Counsel's memorandum recommending that the Commission determine that Mr. Pence's date of ineligibility, that is the DOI, is October 28, 2023, the date that he publicly announced that he was suspending his campaign. OGC also recommends that the Commission approve notification to Mr. Pence and Mike Pence for President of a DOI determination with an instruction to submit a statement of net outstanding campaign obligations, otherwise abbreviated as NOCO, within 15 calendar days of the DOI determination, and a notification that the portion of the $100,000 payment attributable to matched contributions that were received after the DOI may be used for only the limited purpose of defraying NOCO, plus estimated necessary winding down costs. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you very much, Ms. Foreman. Colleagues, are there any questions for OGC on this report or discussion? Okay. Mr. Traynor, maybe if you could go back to the beginning.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So one of the struggles of doing this via Zoom is that if you miss things and you can't read the room, so I apologize for that. So as I was saying with regard to this particular recommendation, it relies upon an older matter, the Simon campaign, but we can't seem to locate the Commission's legal analysis with regard to that Simon campaign matter. And then only yesterday, our counsel's office made us aware of another prior matter addressing the same issue here from the Sharpton campaign, but I haven't had enough time to look into that matter and undertake the necessary legal analysis. So my motion today will be to make this an initial determination and afford the Pence Committee an opportunity to respond to the recommendations made by our counsel's office and bring forth any other germane facts or legal arguments that they have. So with that, as I circulated to the Commission, I would move that the Commission reject OGC's recommendations, that we make an initial determination for the reasons set forth in OGC's memorandum that Mike Pence and Mike Pence for President's date of ineligibility under 26 U.S.C. 9033C and 11 CFR 90335A3 is in fact October 28, 2023, and direct OGC to provide the memo to Mike Pence and the Mike Pence for President, along with an appropriate letter explaining the Commission's decision to treat the memo as an initial determination and inform Mike Pence and the Mike Pence for President campaign of their opportunity to respond pursuant to 11 CFR 9033.6.
Thank you very much, Commissioner Traynor. Colleagues, is there debate on Commissioner Traynor's motion or questions? Commissioner Dickerson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's not debate per se. I want to thank my colleagues. I'm going to invoke the proverbial duck, that the sort of classic creature on the surface and then the curious paddling underneath. There's been closer observers will note that this memorandum is dated the 14th of May, which was 2 days ago. And there's been a lot of very sincere effort by a lot of people in the staff and my fellow commissioners to get us to a place where, despite the unusual circumstances, we're able to move forward. That doesn't always get the credit it deserves. So I want to thank everyone.
Thank you very much, Commissioner Dickerson. Colleagues, anyone else? Questions or debate? Vice Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was prepared to support OGC's recommendations, which I think are perfectly sound. This is a departure from our usual practice to provide this additional opportunity for comment. But as Commissioner Dickerson said, there's been a lot of work. There's been a flurry of activity in the last couple of days. And one of the things that our staff have assured us of, which is important to me, is that while it's unusual, it is not contradicted by the regulations. The regulations allow us to do this, although it is not the typical way that we would proceed at this point. I don't really know what he's going to say that's going to change the determination, given that he did announce that he was suspending his campaign, and I don't see how we could extend his eligibility beyond the point when he announced publicly that he was suspending his campaign. But with a little bit of trepidation, because as I said, I don't like things that deviate from the normal process. I don't think it will do any harm. And if it gives my colleagues some comfort, you know, we can provide a little extra opportunity for comment. So I would have supported OGC's recommendation as is. I thought it was well-founded. I appreciate all of their hard work. But I will support my colleagues' motion.
Thank you, Vice Chair. Anything else, colleagues? Okay, seeing none, we have Commissioner Traynor pending motion, so I'll call the question. All those in favor of Commissioner Traynor's motion say aye.
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 All right, that motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much to the Office of General Counsel for that, and for all the, I agree with Commissioner Dickerson, all the work that's been going into the last 48 hours